In today's episode, we're talking about part two of traffic, and we're giving you an outline on how to invite people to be your guest. I want to make sure that you have everything you need if you're trying to get people to interview, if you want to get people to talk to you, because that's going to help to spread your name out there, get traffic to your product or service. So I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the inside of the podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches It. As usual, I'm excited. As usual, I'm praying with you. As usual, I'm reminding you to go to the website, shelaunchesit.com, because there's some free resources, some things that you can do to connect with me, because we are over here doing the dang thing, because I want you to win. I want you to win. I want you to win. I want you to be about doing our Father's business. And we can only do that. Well, we could do that in a lot of ways. Let me be real honest about that. We could do that in a lot of ways. And I think it's important for us to make sure that if God has put it in our spirit to go out there and do a job or have a business, I want us to make sure that we are going out to do it. And I'm doing my part to make sure that happens. So we are talking today about traffic, part two, how to invite people to your guests, to be a guest, let's say on your podcast, or how to invite people to interview them, because I think that it's important. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I want to make sure you have it. And I actually think I may turn this into a document and put it on the website so that you guys can download this for free, because sometimes people want to know. It's really not hard, and you don't really need a lot of direction for it, but I think that having some key components might be helpful. So what is important is, again, if you're talking, we're talking about traffic, we're talking about bringing people on to be your guests, we're talking about making sure that you are getting yourself out there with what it is that you're doing so that you can expand your reach, right? And so you're going to be, one of the ways that I believe that you're going to do that is the easiest is to interview people. Again, I love podcasting. You can interview people on podcasts. You can go live on your social media platforms with people. You can record it and then upload it later, whatever it is that you want to do. But making sure that that is going to be something that you engage in, because it's one of the easiest ways. It doesn't cost any money, and you really shouldn't pay people to be a guest on your show. I remember when I was looking on this website that I use, matchmaker.fm, and that's for podcast guests. You can do the free version of it. And I was looking at this, this one lady had reached out to me to be a guest. I think she wanted me to be a guest on her show. And I was like, oh, this is cool. So I went and I, you know, was doing some research, and come to find out, she was charging me. how you gonna reach out to me and then charge me? That's a hard no for me. So you don't have to do that now. One of the reasons why you might choose in the future to do that is because people have a larger reach than you do, right? So if you are dealing with someone that has a much, much, much bigger reach and you feel like that's something that is going to be beneficial to you, then absolutely do it. I know for those of you are that pay attention to the culture and you are on Instagram, the Shade Room, if you've heard about it, I think they charge $10,000 to get in front of their crowd, but they have a very rabid crowd where they're going to buy certain things. So, you know, you have to know where you are and what it is that you're doing, and you have to decide that for yourself at that time. So one of the things that I think is important is that when you're reaching out to your guests, here's one of the first things: keep your invitation short. Keep your what you're writing to them, especially if you're reaching out cold, you've never met this person before, which is going to be at some point is going to be most of the people you're reaching out to, is that you want to keep the invitation short. Right. So that's something that's important. You want to have a clear subject line, you know, like you want to invite them to be a guest on your podcast, put that in the subject line, you know, podcast guest on SheLaunches.com, She Launches Podcast, right? I'm inviting you to be a podcast guest, you know, for this platform, right? And you want to have a really short introduction for who you are and what your podcast is. Do not forget to put a link to your podcast in the episode. Because let me tell you what most people do. When they are going to go check out your podcast, and I'm saying this as an example, or your channel, or whatever it is that you have stuff, even if it's, if this is your first time doing something, you're not going to have, you're not going to have other people that's done it. That's why I say reach out to your warm market first, because you can at least get those folks to say yes really quickly and then interview them. So to just to have some, you know, some interviews up there. But making sure that, because what most people are going to do is they're going to go and they're going to probably listen to one episode. I'm going to be real honest. They're going to, you know, and may listen to it faster to see like kind of how you're flowing and what you're saying. And it, you know, if they like it, they like your cover art, you know, they may go to your website, you know, some things like that, or they may have their people do that. Right. And that's okay. So you want to make sure that you give them the link to that. If you have a website, give them a link to that, because people are going to want to make a decision about you, and they have to look at some of the things that you're doing in order to make a decision, right? So you want to make sure that you have that. You want to be a brief introduction, you know, tell them, you know, that you read about them, because number two, you should do your research on them. I know that there's not a person that I've had on my podcast yet that I haven't done some research on. I have seen where they are. I have gone to their stuff. I have read through some things. I have looked at their social media, because if I'm representing a father, I want the people that I am connecting with to at least not be having drop it like it's hot type images on their social media. Right. Or not even drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's flaming. Right. Like that doesn't resonate with who I am and what I do. I don't have no judgment pass against people who do it. It just don't work for me and my audience. Right. So I have to be careful about that. And another thing that I'm careful about is I make sure that whenever I tell them, when we get on the podcast, I let them know this is a Christian podcast. So no foul language on here. And at the end, I'm going to pray. I'm going to let them know that, right? So you have to, doing something like this allows you to be absolutely true to who you are, right? It allows you to be absolutely true to who you are. And that's one of the things that I love about being able to do a podcast, is that I can be true to who I am. And that's really, really important to me. So make sure that you're paying attention to that. So you want to have, again, subject line, you want to do a brief introduction. If you've connected with them a particular way or through a particular person, you got a name drop. It just is what it is. If you don't, that's okay. And tell them that you want to invite them as a guest, you know, to be on your show. And this is what the premise of my show is, you know, getting launched with what it is you're doing. I like to talk about the hard stuff. Like I like to try to talk about the stuff in the beginning, the stuff that's hard, right? And so that I can let people know that, you know, just stick to it, and you can do this, right? And so give them a little bit of information. Now, one of the things that I do is I actually send out a simple request. Hey, my name is Dr. T. I have this podcast. It's a Christian podcast for women who are launching their, you know, a business. Would love to have you as a guest, you know, based on XYZ that I said to them, like that I researched for them. If you are interested, I would love to hear back from you. If you want to just go ahead and schedule the podcast, here's the link. If you schedule the podcast, after you schedule the podcast, I will send you a follow-up email with the information for, you know, when we're going to meet. I've found that somehow that works better for me. Real short, sweet, to the point. Make sure I have the link in there and say that, you know, here's the link to schedule if you're interested in scheduling. Once they schedule, I send the follow-up email with all the housekeeping. You know, we have the date and time scheduled. It's going to be on video. Here's the link through StreamYard. You're going to get a link to it afterwards. I'm going to create the cover art. So send me a picture. If you don't want to send me a picture, I tell them I'll steal it off your Facebook page or whatever the case may be. And I mean, just snap it and, you know, put it in Canva and remove the background, do all that type of stuff. Cause I could do that really quickly. But I'd wait till after to do all that. I wait till after that. Once they find out, quick introduction, they find out who I am, what I have to offer. Here's my podcast. Here's my website. If you choose to want to do it, love to connect with you on doing a podcast. Here's the link. Once they schedule it, then I do a follow-up, and it is a full, it's in that one is short as well. Right. And so it's going to help you to get to more people. Now, I have also seen that some people have a serious form for their podcast guests. You know, I've filled out the forms and some of them have not been great, but some of them have been good, and some have been too lengthy for me, just as far as my personal preference. Some people want to, I remember being on a podcast or doing something with a lady who was just getting started. And she was like, you know, if you're going to offer free offer, you know, can I get an affiliate link? I was like, girl, bye. Now, I did say that for real. But it was like, I didn't even ask you for that coming on my podcast. Right. But that was okay for her to ask. I'm not mad at her for asking it. But I had some other issues with that, but there that, you know, and you should ask for that. Like, you know, would love to, you to be able to pitch your offer. If you pitch your offer, let's talk about, you know, the split or whatever the case may be, or this is what I require. For me, I'm waiting till I get to a particular place first before I want to do that, because that's just what I want to do for me. But you can have all of that. And then some people put information like, making sure that I have the rights to, you know, to put this on my social media and different things like that, you know, and all of the, you know, a release form and all that. I promise you, I don't do any of that. Maybe I should. In the research that I've done so far, I haven't seen anything that makes me feel like I need to do that. So I haven't done that. So those are some of the things that you can have. Make sure you're thanking them for, you know, for coming to your podcast. Make sure you're using a calendar link of some sort that you can send reminders out to and makes it easy for them to cancel, easy to reschedule. I used to use Calendly. Calendly is great. I think you can get one or two free like calendar links, you know, before you have to pay. I have TidyCal because I got it on a lifetime deal and I don't have to pay it like a whole bunch of, you know, calendar invites, and I don't have to pay for them ever again. But they all work the same. Making sure you have that. And one of the things I also like is if you have questions that you want them to fill out, you literally can make it a requirement inside your calendar link. Calendly lets you do that. TidyCal lets you do that. Those are only two that I use. But you can literally, I have mandatory questions, and they can't schedule the podcast unless they answer those questions. Right. And so I have found that any information that I may want or need, you can literally put it in on that particular page. Now I can actually do that. But the way that my, scheduler works inside of StreamYard, I always had to use a different link. Now, as of the time of this recording, I just found out StreamYard is doing that differently. So I can actually put those questions on my TidyCal so that they have everything they need. Matter of fact, you can even ask them. I think I might be able to ask them to upload me a picture there, or at least tell them, you know, are you promising to send me a picture or whatever? And getting a picture from people is generally, you know, you kind of maybe have to stay on it. That's why I just go and get it off their Facebook page, because normally they're going to have a great picture there or on their website. So I just get it off there and keep it pushing so I don't have to worry people about it. But remember, the whole thing is that it's short, it's sweet, it's to the point. You get what it is that you need. You give them the information that they need. You make the connection. You get it done. And the turnaround time, I like to try to get my information back out to them within 48 hours. Like, I like to turn around the podcast episode in 48 hours. And for me, I always have the podcast go live the following Wednesday. Now, if I already have, you know, this Wednesday and that and the next Wednesday and the next Wednesday, they just come on the whatever Wednesday is coming up from that. I make sure that they know. I put the date on the podcast image that they get so they can send it out to their people. And it just makes life easy. So whenever I'm getting a guest on a podcast, it just becomes super simple for me because I don't have to worry about, you know, typing up a different, you know, email to them all the time, typing up a form different every single time. I have it standard, or I put it on my TidyCal and the thing does what it needs to do. And that is a super simple way for you to utilize getting people to interview, getting people to talk to you. You can use that same format if you just wanted to, you know, just like you're, you know, you could be doing some research for a book you're writing. Right? You could be doing research for a course you're putting together, and you need to talk to some people. You need to talk to the people in certain medical fields or whatever the case may be. This same format absolutely works. As long as you're making sure that you're flexible with your dates, because, you know, people are busy, you want to try to keep your interview 30 minutes or below. Right. I love to talk. You guys know I love to talk. That's why I have a podcast. Right. And you let them know. And when you schedule it on your calendar, give yourself some break time in between. Right. Give yourself some break time in between, because you're going to run yourself ragged. I remember when I was doing interviews back to back to back, I was like, the devil is a liar. I got to fix this. Right. And so you have to make some changes for yourself. So that's what I have for you today. Super simple format. Let me recap just a little bit. So you want to send them a super simple email. Keep it short and sweet, explaining what you want to do in the subject line, short email, giving them some links where they can go find out more about you. Following up with them, I didn't say that part, following up with them if you didn't get a response from them, making sure that you're just being diligent, because the fortune is in the follow-up. That's what people always say. Make sure you research your guests very thoroughly to make sure that they are a good fit with you, and making sure that you are as professional as possible when you're connecting with them. And always, you know, as I wrap this up, be grateful and show a lot of gratitude for their appreciation and what you got from them. Follow up thank you email for their time and being on, you know, with you and learning from you, because you know what, that goes a long, long way. And again, after you connect with them, ask them for referrals. That is going to go a long way. I want to kick my own self because the last 5 or 6 women that I've interviewed totally forgot to do that. So what I'm going to do once I get off of here is I'm going to make sure I put that in there so that I can remember to ask those questions. So that's what I have for you today. I hope this episode was good for you to be able to know how you can impactfully connect with other people, that you can get in front of their tribe, and you can begin to grow your own tribe. That's what we have for you today. I hope that there was something that was a blessing. I am praying God's favor over your life and your business in Jesus' name. Amen. I will see you guys in the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.